Good morning.
Good morning.
It's January 23rd, 2024.
Yes, it's Tuesday morning.
All right, we are kicking off the week with lots of announcements of things that are going on. Tell me about what you have.
Well, I just did another update for Gray's Angus. They've got a bull sale coming up in April.
Right, that's April 8th. That's Rod Gray and family, the Nebraska Angus Breeder of the Year last year.
2021.
21 or 22?
21.
23? They should be it every year.
They should.
Just kidding. Was it that far back?
It was.
Wow.
Yes.
They've been customers since the 2000s, possibly. Yeah, early 2000s.
Long time. Yes, they're long time customers and still anticipating their full catalog.
GraysAngusRanch.com, right?
Yes.
GraysAngusRanch.com. And also, you were working on a website out of Wyoming, right?
Yes, Diversified Services needs another update. I usually do 4 to 6 updates a year for them with different personnel changes and other small changes. They help the mentally disabled in the area with jobs and training and stuff like that.
Excellent, excellent. And another nonprofit out there in the central part of Nebraska is Loup County Tours.
Yay!
We heard from them today, and we are moving forward with that website and looking forward to helping those folks who are so busy doing so many different things in this little tiny town of Nebraska, in Taylor, Nebraska.
Yep.
There's a lot going on in Taylor, more than you would believe. And so many people come there, especially for reunions. We've got a great square there for you to have a little party in the park. So it's going to be a good website. We'll announce that at a later date, exactly what that domain's going to be. But look forward to Loup County Tours website from Hale Multimedia, indeed, in the future.
What else have you been doing?
Well, I've been working, obviously, on DiggingDeeperTV.com.
Yes.
We're really working hard to be a full-time, online, full-services streaming TV network. It is going well. We've transitioned away from PoopTube over to Rumble.
Yep.
And we're now on Rumble, and we figured out yesterday a way to stream those in a way that they auto-start and avoid the advertising. So if you want to watch some really good videos in our on-demand channel, then just visit DiggingDeeperTV.com and click on the on-demand. You can search and sort the videos that we have there. Our episodes are there, music videos are there, as well as some really disturbing documentaries. We call them dangerous. And if sound is more your thing than the video, of course, Podcast Central is right there on DiggingDeeperTV.com. Right there, the button is Podcast Central, right at the top. So all of our podcasts in one place, except for the agricultural ones, which you can find on the website HaleBroadcasting.com. And then we have the on-demand section, like I mentioned before. But we're also about ready to go on the road in our trade show circuit this year, right?
Yes, we are. Next one coming up is Wichita Falls Ranch and Farm Expo, and that is March 8th and 9th.
Mm-hmm. And then in April, turn right around and have one in Kansas.
In Hutchinson, yes, the Kansas Ag Expo.
It's going to be a good show. Yeah, it was just the first year last year, but it has a lot of promise there. And we always just want to do our best to help the folks there that run those expos, our good friends Darren and Tana Dale of Star Expos.
Yep.
So that's what we've got going on for the buzz at Hale Multimedia. I think it's about time to get into our devotional.
It sure is. We are on day 2 of Unshaken.
Faithfulness is today's title, day 2 of 10. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, "I fear for my lord the king who assigned your food and your drink, you would endanger my head with the king," as he was explaining that he would look weaker. That wasn't the case.
Daniel was incredibly faithful to the Torah, God's word. He wasn't just familiar with God's word, but rather he meditated on it day and night. Therefore, according to verse 8 in the Amplified Version, Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile or taint or dishonor himself. In other words, Daniel refused to compromise in areas he knew God wanted him to be faithful in.
Very good. Yes, indeed. Also in Joshua 1:8 in the ESV, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
And in Isaiah 55:9 it says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts."
Yeah, I recite that one a lot in my mind. These actions are an example of Daniel being anchored in whose he was, like you pointed out yesterday. The verses echo similar words found in Isaiah 55:9, when God says, "My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts."
God's way is always best. Shortcuts delay the promised land. Compromise in one area often means compromise in every area. Defiling oneself always affects someone else. Daniel was faithful from the start, regardless of the consequences, and it resulted in a favor and a compassion towards him.
So the question might be, what daily rhythms help keep you connected and faithful to God?
Well, it is supposed to be a rhythm. It's supposed to be part of your habits.
Yes, daily bread. Daily, daily, daily. That's why the day is a cycle, right? Sun up, sun down, that's one complete day.
And if you don't do it now, just as Pastor talked about this last Sunday, just takes 21 days of consistency for you to start getting used to that habit.
That's right. So if you're not in God's Word every day and you want to make that a habit, just do it one day and then another day and then another day. And 21 days, evidently, supposedly, is the magic number. And regardless of that number, it will become a good habit if we just become consistent at it. And sometimes it takes years to get into that. It did for us. Now, finally, it's here. And if you're just listening to this, just occasionally, maybe just get into the habit of listening every day.
Right.
And that might help.
Well, and I like the Bible app, the YouVersion, because if you sign up for a plan, it'll notify you every day. Oh, by the way, you've got a devotion to do today.
Exactly.
Don't forget your devotion.
Exactly.
So
the best thing to do would be to sign up for this devotional that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go to YouVersion to the app, sign up for the devotional, and then get to day 2 for today, and you can follow along.
Yes.
And then tomorrow will be day 3, and you can read it with us.
That would be awesome.
What a great idea. Thank you to YouVersion and the authors there for all the hard work that they do in providing this help with God's Word. Lord, we thank you so much for this devotional. We seek this faithfulness. We seek this daily habit. We seek to be unshaken, as unshaken as Daniel was against such odds in so many different ways. In this case, against a king. In other cases, against a lion. No, Daniel took a stand.
Yes.
And he was rewarded for it. Lord, thank you for that faithfulness and the example that he provided. And thank you for your faithfulness in providing your only son to die for us.
Thank you.
So that we could have eternal life. Lord, we thank you. We realize the magnitude of your sacrifice. Help us to be worthy to call you Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
It's time to find out what's going on this day in history. It is January 23rd, like we said. What's going on? Let's read some from our book here. January 23rd in 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell receives a medical degree. Blackwell was a British-born physician, the first woman to be granted a medical degree in the United States, as well as the first doctor registered in the United Kingdom. She tirelessly promoted the medical education of women in the U.S. and the U.K. During the Civil War, Blackwell organized the Women's Central Relief Association and worked with Dorothy Dix to train nurses. In 1874, she opened the London School of Medicine for Women. Elizabeth Blackwell.
Also on this day in history, in 1943, the Allies captured Tripoli. General Montgomery led the British 8th Army in an attack on the city, which was defended by Rommel's German 5th Panzer Army. The battle lasted for 6 weeks until British were reinforced by American and French troops.
That's when the Allies swept in to Tripoli after fierce fighting. Mm-hmm. Rommel retreated rapidly across North Africa.
1950, this is the day in history, January 23rd, 1950, that Jerusalem is made the capital of Israel.
Mm.
That's interesting. Did you know that the Israel Nesser declared Jerusalem its capital despite the fact that Jordan had annexed the eastern part of the city? Interesting. The stalemate would persist until the Six-Day War in 67 when Israel captured the remainder of the city.
Well, this one's a fun one.
There you go. I can dig this one.
The Frisbee is born in 1957.
You know, I've played Frisbee for a long time. That's the one thing we actually played in Desert Storm. Frisbee and catch with a football, but not everybody's prepared to catch a football. But Frisbees are fun. I mean, we played and played and played. Of course, in college in the 80s, Frisbee golf was just kicking off. But 1957 is when it was born. Modern versions were designed by Fred Morrison, who sold the rights to Whammo. Who had a Whammo? I had a Whammo. They initially called it the Pluto Platter, but renamed it after discovering that a student at Yale tossed pie tins from the Frisbee Baking Company to one another. The Frisbee did not catch on until the steady Ed Hedrick was hired by Whammo. Hedrick redesigned the disc, increasing its mass and making the rim thicker. The new design made the Frisbee easier to catch and throw accurately. Sales skyrocketed.
Yeah, try throwing a pie pin.
It curves too much.
Well, and it's floppy, and yeah, it just doesn't have a lot of solidity to it. Is that a word?
Right, it really wasn't solid, right?
Right.
So they initially called it the Pluto Platter, but renamed it Frisbee.
Oh, that's where they got the name.
Yeah, that's where they got the name, but Pluto Platter just, yeah, didn't work out.
Mm-mm.
1964, the 24th Amendment is ratified. Yes, that was the election thing again. The amendment outlawed the use of poll taxes in federal elections.
Mm-hmm. 1977, the miniseries Roots premiered on ABC. Do you remember that?
Don't I always?
Of course
I mean,
you do.
I was there kind of a thing, right? This guy that's always there. But no, we haven't done a podcast on it. But yes, I was still with my real mom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I still remember watching it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
12 days, I think, on the TV. It was,
yeah,
it was like an hour or two. It was 2 hours long for 12 days.
It was huge.
Long.
Yep, yep.
That was really cool. I still remember, of course, Kunta Kinte and Cicely. How could I remember these names? But Cicely was on there. Cicely Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you know, LeVar Burton went on to teach kids how to read on Reading Rainbow.
Oh, that's right. He was on there.
Yep, yep. In 1983... TV series The A-Team was premiered on NBC with
Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Yeah. 1997, Madeleine Albright is the first female U.S. Secretary of State. Guess it's Female Day today. We've got first female U.S. Secretary of State in 97 and the first female to receive a medical degree in 1849. Go girl power. Chinese Communist Party stages a self-emulation of Tiananmen Square to frame Falun Gong and escalate the persecution. On
wow.
This day in history, 2001. So let's finish it off with a couple of national days in history. What is it?
Yeah, well, today is National Handwriting Day.
It is 90% more effective to accomplish your goals if you write it down.
True. True.
Write it down in your own handwriting and see what happens.
It's also Speak Up and Succeed Day. So stand up for yourself.
Speak up.
Yep. Everybody's got good ideas. So, and it's National Pie Day.
Okay. What's our choice today? What are you going to bake?
Well, you know, they say it's National Rhubarb Pie Day as well, but you know, I thought that was kind of redundant. But
let's pick a different one. What kind of pie are we going to make today?
How about cherry?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that works. Cherry pie today.
Right. And it's also Week of Prayer for Christian Unity.
Excellent. We should do that every week, but that's a good week to celebrate along with our Farm Fresh breakfast.
Yeah, it's also that.
Yeah, from yesterday we learned that. I can't forget that Farm Fresh
breakfast. The Farmhouse Breakfast Week and National Prayer for Christian Unity.
Excellent. All right. That's a good place to end it off.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for Elevate Your Day. Appreciate you listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.